All right.
Can we turn the fan off for a minute?
Yeah, if you want to.
Down a little bit. All right.
Well, we got to go ahead and call the meeting to order and give you a chance to go ahead and kind of go over the minutes. And I see that on Mr. Doar here, we still didn't get his name right.
I don't know. It's what it sounded like to me on the tape. So, what is his name?
It's D-O-R-R. Going by his side.
D-O.
D-O-R-R?
D-O-E-R-R.
But tell him for me that if he got that letter, that I got the information from Bob. And,
I'll take care of it. No problem. He was happy. He wants to try to make it up here, too, sometime. I don't think you can get up quite that early, though.
I don't know. That was your words.
Put off.
I just wrote what you said.
I just messed with you.
See, I just play that, and then I type what it says.
We didn't have a meeting.
You did an excellent job. Thanks, boss. I haven't had the time trying to hear anyway.
With all we've done, I
don't know. Okay, everybody's had a chance to go over to meetings. Is it acceptable?
No, you got my name wrong.
Got your name wrong?
You got Bill right, but my wife's name is Sue, not Nancy.
We find it.
Now, we thought you had another wife, Bill, and that's the reason.
Oh, Lord, I had four girls besides a wife. I don't need more.
I thought that's what the name you said. We got to go record, don't we?
I'm not going there. I'm not going to talk about that other lady he was with one time.
Okay. Okay, we'll erase that. We'll do away with the evidence on that then.
Hey, where's that at?
Top, second line.
Oh. Yeah, that's definitely.
I guarantee you, we won't tell Sue about Nancy. But besides that,
I'll be darned. Mm.
You need my hearing aid?
I don't know, but I'm gonna play that audio file now just to make sure that I don't need a hearing aid.
I think she even answers to Nancy now.
Well, I think it was your wife started calling her Nancy, and she didn't correct her because there was other people.
I made the blunder too, I believe.
And Sue's laid back. So.
Well, see, that was me. That was you talking that I was recording. So
yeah,
I
mean, it probably was.
I didn't catch it, though.
She says, one of these days, we got to let them know what my name is.
Tell her I apologize. Well, I'll get it right.
I'll definitely correct that, though.
I remember that old Johnny Cash song now on.
Well, that's two straight meetings in a row. I've got names all twisted.
If there's not any other corrections, and we probably need to take up a donation for his hearing aid.
Yeah, no lie.
We'll go ahead and accept those minutes. I don't see any other objections to them. I'm going to give Dwayne an opportunity to go over the chicken.
And one comment about the minutes. You'll notice that it says here that there's way too much to type. I mean, it would have run my printer out of paper, the amount of stuff that was talked about. So I just put the highlights. I'm talking about on the treasurer's report only now.
Yeah.
Okay? I just put the highlights. Okay, if you want to see the whole thing, it's on the website. Just click on it. Wait for a big, long time because it's a huge file, and you can hear it, you know, the way it is.
So, you say the treasurer talks too much?
I'm saying that it was 2 months altogether, and it was just, there was a lot of stuff happened between the Lumberton Air Show and 2 months worth of stuff. There was a lot. You notice that the treasurer's report here is taking up 3/4 of one page. And,
well, it's going to be brief for this 2 months.
Okay, would you give us our 2 month summation?
Well, the checking account on the 16th of June balance was $1,071.43. On the 13th of August, I paid Ori Electric bill $14.93, leaving a balance today, the 18th of August, of $1,056.50. Now, we didn't have a July electric bill due to the fact that we had $25 credit, and it carried over into the August bill, so we had a $6 credit left over towards the August bill, and that's why it was only $14 this past month. Petty cash, 16th of June, on hand we had $166.92. On the 14th of July, I paid for a lawnmower belt at the lawnmower doctor, $28.89. And June meeting proceeds were $70 we took in. So today, on the 18th of August, cash on hand is, oh, that's wonderful. Here it is, $208.03. And I also brought in 2 fire extinguishers. They're in my truck. I need to bring in for the next fly-in. And the brackets, if I don't have them, I'll pick up brackets to hang them once we figure out how we're going to do it. And that is about it. Short and sweet.
Sounds good. I accept it.
Yep.
Okay. So be it. He'll be entered in to the Alamo Red Records. On old business, is there any old business that anybody wants to bring up at this time? Any new business?
Yeah. Fly-in is scheduled for the 3rd of November, is this correct?
That's correct.
What are your plans for food?
I've got the barbecue recipe for the shack sauce, and I believe that is basically what he was using because he said it was out here, the recipe, and I looked this building over pretty good, and that's the only recipe I found for any kind of barbecue sauce.
We can come up. The reason I bring this up is Russell's physical health has gone to hell in a handbasket. And he's expressed to me his desire not to participate in cooking. He can't do it. So if barbecue is going to be the, basically that's why people come to fly in, more than for,
right,
you know, camaraderie and all that other bullshit, is to get a cheap meal. So, I think it's time now to start exploring for a replacement.
Well, I thought we'd try this and see how good we could come up with, if it tastes like we remember. It's a pretty good recipe,
well,
it looked like.
We can get the recipe from Russell. That's not a problem. I'll talk to him.
Well, ask him if it's the Chicago Shack sauce recipe.
As far as pairing the meats and doing the all-night cookout and all that, time to start thinking about it now.
Right.
You've got
got an alternative, you know.
Well, it was on cocaine or header. The paper was from Cocaine Harbor.
Yeah.
So I figured that had to be the right recipe. Also, not to butt in on it, but before I forget, I do this. Our breakfast fly-in date is May 4th, the first Sunday in May for next year.
Great.
Right?
Good. That's a good date.
Ann confirmed it, so we're good to go. That's all.
Well, it's all well and good on the sauce. Sauce ain't that important. Somebody doesn't have to know how to cook the meat. If the meat ain't prepared right, you put all the sauce on that you want to any kind of meat, it's not going to be any good.
Well, that's a good point brought up, and I know you're a great cook, so I'm dependent on you. I think we've got a cook and a helper.
I don't know.
We're volunteering.
We got a helper.
I'll help.
You bring the beer.
What place do you like? Because I don't
drink
without
bread. You can't cook barbecue without at least cold beer.
At least you can eat some black.
Let me ask you something on the Boston Butts. If you had a grill that had a rotisserie on it, could you cook those on that?
Yes, you could. Were we cooking 7 or 8 or 10 of those things?
Yeah, cooking 10.
I mean, you've got to have one hell of a rotisserie to cook that.
That's why that grill was made.
They cooked 10 of them, didn't
they? Well, on that, you'd have to cook 4 at a time or 5 on a time.
I don't know anything about cooking, but I sure know about pulling it and chopping it up, because I've done it the last 3 years. Yeah. So, I volunteer to do that part.
All right, well, I'll help cook.
All right.
Bill's the chef.
I'm a chef. You know, boy, we're in trouble. I'll get Rob come up.
But thanks, Bill, for volunteering to be the chef on that.
And that's when?
November the 3rd, so we're talking about November the 2nd now.
I'll be killed on my trip in October, I'll be here.
So that means November the 2nd, we'll have to be out here.
No, November the day before, because on Thursday night they cook it, Friday, right? Friday, I cut it all up, and Saturday's the plan.
Right.
But you have to cook it Thursday night. Got into the first.
But that's 3 days in. Well, actually 2.5 days.
Yeah, remember that beef, when it comes off that grill, it's got to rest a while before you start hacking.
Yeah, they cook it that night, then.
You'll need some fireproof mints, and you want to cut it up right
in
after.
In fact, I think
you
may have cooked it on Wednesday night.
Thursday, he's been doing it.
But that was because it rested overnight.
He cooks it and leaves it on the grill. That's right. He cooks it during the day Thursday.
Yeah,
all day Thursday, and then leave it on the grill that night. Move off and right into the grill.
Well,
and I bring them in there.
Well, we still have 2 months to work out the particulars on it.
Right, overall, being here. We got barbecue. Beans. We always have beans.
I'll supply the coleslaw. I supply the potatoes out. And cookies.
I'll bring the bread. Because best thing to do is just...
And deviled eggs. And everybody will bring some dessert. We usually bring some brownies.
Okay.
Yeah, my wife will bring desserts.
Probably do. Make a list before you can bring one so that somebody won't duplicate. I'll bring the beans. My wife will cook them. She'll fuss, but she'll do it anyway.
You want to write down a list? Or?
I'll write
it down. It's all right there.
Well, then the only thing that needs is salt drinks, and we can pick those up through CVS. They have their sales on.
Thompson probably give you an idea on the shelf. Take a look at what's on the counter in there, and don't buy any of those, because they never sell. Somebody else gets them. You end up throwing them away.
Basically, it's diet. The cold is diet, and regular Pepsi, and soap, and water.
caffeine freeze.
Yeah, normal things like Mountain Dew and all that stuff was just the way it's funny.
Yeah, I don't know. We Mountain sold Dew. A lot of Mountain Dew lately.
We sold more Mountain Dew than anything else. Did you?
Yeah.
People are changing on that, I guess.
Mountain Dew is a big seller.
So that could be the three drinks then, Pepsi, Coke, and Mountain Dew?
Well, I'll supply the coolers again.
Okay.
Are we going to move on?
Did you pick up the ice that morning?
Yeah. I've got two good-sized coolers I bought to go to Maine this year. I can pick up ice and bring them. I just come back from Maine. We spent a good week on the coast up there.
Well, on that, we'll go ahead and make up a list. That is, we just get a sheet of paper and they can list out stuff that you're going to do instead of you trying to write it all down. You get just a blank sheet of paper. Is there any other... so that, and we'll also continue working on the November 3rd fly-in on the next month. Is there any other new business that anybody wants to bring
up? Project. Our tower out here tore up in the storm, and we have a trailer brought to clean it up, so we need some volunteers to help tear that down and throw it in the trailer and get rid of it.
Are we going to replace it?
Not today.
Anytime.
We used it. Did we ever really need it? I don't know.
Jim, get a second, man. What do you think?
Do the same thing before the back of a pickup truck.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
It's not my pickup truck, but I got a cap on it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't stand on your cab.
No, no, that was, that was a noble idea because it was donated as a ramp for the marina double wide trailer that we had. And that's when it was brought out here. That's all we did was modify it.
Yeah. It was a good idea, but I could, it's advantageous to be sitting out there where I can see the runway and everything, but I can do it from pickup truck. Rather, if someone came along in the future and donated something that we could use, but that don't spend money for it, we could use it.
That's cheaper. Get a tripod deer stand. It's a lot cheaper. No maintenance.
Yeah, no maintenance. Somebody's always got a pickup truck.
We'd have a problem with it getting stolen, though. That'd be the biggest thing.
Did the windsocks make it through the
load today?
I'll help you. Did the windsocks make it through the storm?
Oh, the one out by the straight out.
Uh-huh.
It's gone. Okay. But there is one laying down over here that was on a pole there.
Uh-huh.
So maybe we can put that one up over there. I was gonna bring some zip ties because that was put on before and I didn't think about it today.
I guess if we can't do that today, we'll need to mark that down as new business or something.
Yeah.
I mean, we
need a windsock.
I mean, I don't know who's responsible here on the airport for the windsock, but we need a windsock. Working windsock.
Yeah,
I mean, you know.
Well, a lot of the responsibility right now, Bud's not able to do it.
Yeah.
He had to actually be helped off of the tractor last weekend out here. He's not able to do it. So either. For us, going to have to help do some of it.
Did it take the pole down or did it just tear the pole up?
It pulled the pole down here, but the one out there, the pole's still up. So we could take the windsock off of this one and put it on that one. I believe it was. And it was just zip tied on there, I believe.
It is a smaller socket.
Well, you just need one on each end.
Yeah.
Really, you just kind of need one on each end.
Would mechanic wire hold that thing on? Isn't it grommets that it goes through?
We can look at it and see. We can,
I got a roll
piece
of that.
Of string, whatever, you know. So we can take a look at that too.
Anything else?
We also need to try to keep the grass up mowed. What's mowed out here right now, the trees, what's mowed over there, we need to try to keep that cut. We bought two lawnmowers today. And, any chance anybody can come out and cut some, just pretty much got to bring the lawnmower. We've got one out here, but for some reason, it's eating belts, and it's been so hot, we didn't want to work on it, we just brought our lawnmowers and been cutting with it.
Why does it need the belt? We don't look.
I wish I knew. I donated a belt that I didn't charge you for because it's been eating them, and we looked at it and could not see anything.
Couldn't see anything. That's why it's doing.
It doesn't make any sense.
But you can see them like a little shoulder.
It could be.
But you can look at it, and you can see that the belt is actually getting ground. You see the rubber particles coming off of it.
Is it too tight or too...
I'm wondering if the tensioner is slinging itself loose while you're mowing it, and that it's a spring tensioner. It's the only thing I've come up with, and I thought about it a bunch, because when I first got that lawnmower, I had trouble with it, and I had to use some PB Blaster on it to get it to move, because it was stuck all the way out, and I think that it probably would either have to come off or maybe just take the belt off and saturate it with PB Blaster and work it a bunch.
Well, when it's starting to cool down where you can actually do something, we'll actually get it in there too.
Nothing
to figure out what's causing it to do it.
That's the only thing I know it could be, because there's no metal close enough for it to do.
Is there a chance that there may be a spacer missing on the mounting shaft?
Well, there's no way of really knowing unless you
got to pull the blade off.
Unless you had the manual that showed every part.
Well, the pulleys are all at the same height, and the bearings are all good, isn't it?
Yeah, but spray in the belt means that the side tension's off.
Well, there's always side tension on it, because the main pulley, this is the main pulley on the engine. The deck moves up and down. That belt does this on all of them.
Yeah.
Even a brand new one today does that. So there's always some kind of side tension on it. But we actually, last weekend, we got it out here and run it. We got down under it and looked, and the belts are flop a lot. But I can't see anything that's rubbing on it. Any brackets or anything that would fit, because it's just like the belt grinding to the way.
Which side? The inside or the outside?
Well, the rubber that I saw on it was on
the flat part or the...
Well, it belt up so bad on all sides, it's hard to tell.
Because if you had a bad pulley, the pulley was bad in the groove, I could see where maybe that could eat the inside of it.
Maybe that tension is not strong enough.
I think it's that combined with the grass we're cutting.
Well, if
we've got wire grass up there.
Not tight enough,
it stops any lawnmower.
And the belt slipping, that would definitely eat it up.
Well, that's part of it, because it does it every time I mow with it out there, or any mower I've got.
Is the blade sharp?
Are you still the only one?
They were brand new, but are they sharp now? I don't know.
Bud wouldn't let me use it.
So you're the only one still allowed on the tractor, even though Bud can't get on?
That's right. I have diesel, and I have a key. And I have a Honda mower, a push mower, and a weed eater in my truck, plus a brand new John Deere plane. So we got some mowers.
He has a hard time keeping all three of them motors running at one time.
Yeah.
We're going to weld them all together and let them go.
Sounds like y'all got it covered for today. But if we can just get around to doing it every 2 weeks, and I'll be able to bring mine back over 2 weeks from now. Like on Saturday.
It's up there
right
now. Yeah. You don't think we can wait 2 weeks? I mean, the last time I came out here and mowed it by myself,
it was
two.
Not raining. If it rains on it, that's what it did. It rained on it. That storm brought the rain in. If it don't rain, it don't need to be cut.
If it rains, that runway grew more than that in the center. It was cut Saturday. And when I came out Tuesday night, it was higher than that grass there. It's unbelievable how fast
that's
it grew.
Highway. I call it highway grass. What do you call that stuff?
Bermuda?
No, it's not
Bahia.
That stuff, it'll pop up in 2 days.
Well, you want to try to come out here every Saturday then?
Well, right now, that's what kind of what I think you're going to need to do. We may not be able to cut every bit of it every Saturday, but if we don't work on it some every Saturday, by the time the flying gets here, now, later on, it's going to grow less and less. But if we got rolls of grass, like last year, we had rolls of grass still out here. Dry,
or take
the ones apart.
I know.
Somebody
lose
an airplane.
Well, I can't come next Saturday, but the following Saturdays after that, I'll be able to come early, every Saturday morning.
I am working on an experimental project. I don't know if it'll work or not, but I'm going to try pulling a couple of just regular boards behind mine. Because you go out there, this thing can make a 48-inch cut. That's a big lawnmower for my yard in the house. But out here, you feel like you're out there with a swing blade cutting grass.
Yep. I know last time I was here, what, 5-6 hours?
I cut 4 hours with a bigger mower, and I ain't cut 4 hours. It is.
You talking about cutting the runway off?
No, just our area. I'm talking about cutting our grass. Right now, I consider our area, since we're going to do the show. So those trees there.
Yeah. The camping area right there.
Both parts
cut.
Yeah. And the entryway to the runway. Yeah. So that's a lot of grass.
Yeah, that's a lot of grass. I mean, it took me.
That's 28. Mm,
it took me about 6 hours. Just what we normally cut. Do I cut on the other side of the trees?
Anybody got a push lawnmower that wore out and still runs, you'd like to donate it. I went and looked for some used ones. What I found, they want $120 as cheap as I could find. I can buy a brand new one for $139.
Yeah.
He didn't have any cheap ones. Because I'm an experiment. I got one. And I'll put a bar across the back of the tractor, hang them on the side of it. I mean, if I can make an 8-foot cut instead of a 4-foot cut, it'd be a whole lot different. One guy can cut it. You can't focus and trim anything close to it because people have something coming out behind you. But I think it would be worth an effort if I could pick up some $30 or $40 lawnmowers.
Shame we don't have somebody here that's a farmer who's got a tractor with.
One of those
ones that pulls down?
A slog farmer? Well,
oh,
we have
my
a slog
goodness.
Farmer in here. Get him out here cutting, because he pulled out. He cut 10 or 15 feet of
George. Yeah, an hour he'd cut the whole place.
Hey, George, let's say what. Come see. Play that for
you. Appreciate it. Well, that'd be, if we could find just a good finish board that was 8 or 10 feet, kind of use it on the golf course.
Oh, they're very expensive. I looked on the internet trying to find a larger pull-behind mower that had its own power. And a 6-foot one, they wanted $4,000 for it. I didn't pay but $1,900 for a 48-inch cut John Deere tractor.
What about one of the Chinese?
Harbor Freight was $1,295.
Yeah, why did it cut?
That was a 5-foot, and it's $1,495 for a 6-foot.
That's what Chinese.
Well, it's a Honda motor on it. I don't know. I think it's made in USA, actually.
But
it's right
again,
up here at Dillon.
That's
I'm afraid, or whatever that one is.
Yeah, the tractor supply is probably about that price, aren't they?
Tractor supply is going to be more. I guarantee it.
Really?
We can compare. I want to say they were $1,995. It's been a while since I looked at them.
It looked like something to use. They had some small ones. They had a 48-inch cut one.
Where do the golf courses take all their old equipment? They just, there's so many golf courses, there's got to be oodles of real mowers or something out there.
Well, the problem with those is you got to constantly sharpen them.
Right.
You got to have them sharpened with the right equipment.
Yeah, they got the squirrel blades on those, don't they?
Yeah.
And this is probably the wrong grass for that.
Well, according to the internet, one guy recommended not using them because he had bought one of them to pull behind reels. And he said it would dandelion to pop up behind it. If it's a high stem, it pushes it over. Don't cut it. Stand back up behind it. The dandelion is pretty weak stuff. But so if that's true and they have dandelion to pop up behind it, this stuff, it ain't going to cut it at all.
No. And that's the only kind of mowers they use on the golf courses?
Yeah, but they mow it when
they every other day or something.
It's kept groomed.
Yeah.
It's for grooming.
Plus they're expensive. They're more expensive.
Well, they're not. Well, actually, in that Harbor Freight, or in the book I've got, they were the same price as the rotary type that you were looking for.
Right.
Yeah, they were $12.95 for 5-gang. And $14.95 for an 8-gang, I think it was, or 9-gang,
well,
or whatever it was.
If I could find some more mowers, and I'm sure I can find them eventually. If
difference between a real lift type and a rotary is a real type cuts the grass and a rotary waxes it. You get a rotary, get a dull blade, just cut the grass with a real one.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
This you need a rotary.
I just remember that old one my grandfather had that was a push one. It propelled itself, but he kept it sharp.
I'll tell you what.
It would mow dandelions or anything. We had hundreds of them.
Let's all get out there and kind of do a little research between now and next month and see if we can come up with some suggestions as looking on the internet and just looping around and see if we might be able to find something out there that might do us a little bit better than all the lawnmowers we have to bring over. Because it looks to me like we've probably got 3 more months of mowing grass.
Yeah, he'll take off, you know, later on the season. We don't have to cut it as much. But.
So we'll do that. We'll bring it up next month then. And like I say, you said we're going to need to do it every month. I mean, every Saturday.
Just to keep it from having rolls of hay out there when you get ready to actually have a fly in.
So we can at least get two or three of
them. I'm going to fly in some goats.
milk goats too now, so we can.
That would be nice.
Eat them and not around. Obviously, you and their own milk goats. You and their own the goats. Okay. Well, back or too, by the way.
Yeah.
Mudding's would probably be a lot better. Get some sheep.
Nasty goats.
Sheep would do better.
Sheep pulls the grass up out of the ground by the roots.
Yeah.
And then chews it off and drops the root.
Yeah, it looks like there's no clear solution to this.
We're going to most of that.
So we got to have some volunteers for next Saturday?
Well, it's out there. If you can do it, come. If you can't, you can't.
Like I say, I'll be here the following Saturdays after that.
Do what you can do.
Okay. Anything else on new business that you need to bring
the
up?
Main name's coming up for renewal 1st September, so I'll renew that. Okay, that's the only thing I have.
Yeah. And also,
once a year.
This is the October. I think it'll be the elections again. Now, you've been in how long? This is my second year, so mine's coming up.
This is my third year.
No.
Seems like.
If you want to be there 1 year. But anyway, October will be time for the president's election, so y'all guys can think about that. Anything else? Well, nothing else, then. I'm going to call a meeting to...
motion we adjourn and get on the project while we feel the temperature in our day.
That's it. Yeah. So be it, man. Here's the kitty. If you can't donate any money, we'd greatly appreciate it.
Change.
And if you can't...
Change for 100?
No, I wish that could...